Hi, this is Travis with Hometown Renovations.
Oh, hi, Travis. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Travis, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Hometown Renovations on the first page of Google for your keywords there in your area.
Yes.
And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search? Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get that map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page.
Yes, ma'am.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages and pages of results in there. But on that first page,
there's
just a handful that'll fit in each neighborhood. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that other position there. And the rule that Google has, so we can work with one business per position. So once that open position is filled there today, we can't accept any additional companies in from the territory who offer those same services. So that way you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be one of the local options for people at that moment. Well, that very moment that they're ready to make that call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes, ma'am, it does. So I had some people reach out to me and offer the same thing today.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm not surprised. So it's because that position opened up today for programming. Can I ask what stopped you from moving forward with that other call you received?
So right now I'm sole owner of my company, but I have two gentlemen with me that are going to buy in January 1st, and I like to run all big business decisions like that through them. But obviously they're not here right now, and I never had an opportunity to talk to them about what was going on. Ma'am, I'm new to this. I mean, you don't know me, and I don't know you. All we got is each other's words, but I don't know how to prove that this is going to benefit my company any.
Oh, okay. Well, when you're looking for something locally and you don't know who to call, do you usually go to Google yourself?
Yeah, in a sense, sometimes.
Okay. Well, there are searches being done in your area for keywords related to services that you provide. Otherwise, there wouldn't be that position open for programming. There has to be searches in order to for them to open one. And with this, so it's not a huge investment or anything like that. It's designed for the local businesses. The hard part about getting to that first page, it's not really the cost. It's the availability of the area, like the geographic area for those keywords. And that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area today. Now, if they're not coming on until January, it is month to month, so there's no contracts or anything like that. So I guess being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could get you up there on Google, just in your local area, and do that for you at a reasonable rate, I mean, that's not a bad idea, right, if it were affordable?
No, yeah, most definitely. So I just signed up for Angie's lease, and this was one thing that I explained to the other gentleman, is I know that you pay for the leads through Angie Leads, and where this is just your name at the front of a page. I understand all that. And they don't, you guys don't charge for no leads that we give. You're just keeping us up to date and everything running the way it should. And am I correct on that?
Okay, so they have to type in that box what they want, right? So you're catching them at that moment that they're performing a search. So it's not just the top of Google for every keyword. It would just be for services that you provide and only in your area. And what Angie's does, it's brilliant, really, what Angie's does is so they buy themselves a spot on Google in areas where they know there's a high search volume. And so they have access to the same data. They know where the searches are, too. But their listing will say something like 25 best renovation companies in Colombia, right, or something similar to that.
Yes,
and then they capture their leads from Google. So that's where they get them from, is they put themselves on Google. They capture those leads into their site, and then they'll flip them or resell them to you and maybe a few others. But through them, it's on that per lead basis. So if we could get you up there in your own spot, in a position to generate your own calls from the same source that they get them from in the first place, it kind of cut out that middle, you know?
Yeah.
You see value in that, too, if it were affordable?
Yeah. What's affordable, ma'am?
So it's, again, month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts, and the cost will depend on a couple of things. Are you newer in business, like within the last year or so, by any chance?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Okay, so the good news is if you're new, you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate. You have to be a year and under in order to get that. So I'm grabbing Paul. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate for me. I will get you that pricing right now.
We were somewhere around March 21st or March 26th.
Okay.
The LLC was established.
First day of spring, 21st, yeah. Or I guess it's 20th, or maybe it's 21st. I can't remember that one.
Those days.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here's Paul to apply that rate, and then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, Travis, we can go from there. Hang on here.
Hi there, Travis.